Part 3, Major Pending Disputes in Chapter 11 Cases. Next, we'll quickly review the major pending disputes in large Chapter 11 cases that troubled company reporter editors monitor day by day. Ivy Magnadero provides updates on the various disputes Lehman Brothers is involved in. In early October 2012, the Managed Fund Association, a hedge fund advocacy group, filed an amicus curiae brief telling the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit that a New York federal court's ruling in Lehman Brothers Inc.'s bankruptcy will cause a, quote, substantial loss of confidence in the capital markets and must be overturned. The hedge fund group, which says it represents the global alternative investment industry, takes issue with the U.S. District Judge Catherine B. Forrest's June 5th ruling, largely siding with Barclays PLC in its multi-billion-dollar dispute with the liquidation trustee for the remnants of Lehman's brokerage unit. James Giddens, the trustee overseeing the liquidation of Lehman Broker Unit under the U.S. Securities Investor Protection Act of 1970, previously argued before the Second Circuit that there was denial of due process when the North American investment banking business was sold to Barclays 1 week after Lehman's bankruptcy filing in September 2008. Mr. Giddens is seeking to overturn Judge Forrest's ruling, which concluded that the bankruptcy judge was wrong in requiring Barclays to pay $1.5 billion. In addition to reinstating the $1.5 billion judgment in his favor, Mr. Giddens also wants the Second Circuit to award him $4 billion in cash, representing so-called margin assets. The Barclays appeal in the Court of Appeals is Giddens v. Barclays Capital Inc., 12-2328, 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals. The Barclays appeal in District Court is Barclays Capital Inc. v. Giddens, 11-6052, U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York. Trial began in mid-October 2012 regarding the lawsuit brought by creditors of IdeaArc Inc. over its 2006 spinoff by its former parent Verizon Communications. In the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court for the Northern District of Texas in Dallas, the IdeaArc creditors allege Verizon, knowing the directory business was in decline, engineered a deal that transferred $2.4 billion in cash out of the subsidiary and saddled it with $9 billion in debt. The creditors contend the spinoff, designed to generate $9.5 billion for Verizon, left IdeaArc with so much debt it was insolvent and destined to collapse. IdeaArc filed for bankruptcy in Dallas Bankruptcy Court 28 months after the spinoff. FTI Consulting Director Carlin Taylor has testified during the trial that IdeaArc was insolvent by more than $1 billion at its 2006 spinoff, facing worse prospects than were disclosed to investors. She specified that the directory business was sold with more than $9 billion in debt and $400 million in retiree obligations. It was worth $8.15 billion at the time, she said. However, Verizon attorney Reid Feigl has said IdeaArc wasn't insolvent at the time of the spinoff, and that Wall Street analysts valued the company from $12.5 billion to $14.5 billion. Former Verizon CEO Ivan Seidenberg also has defended the IdeaArc spinoff, saying the business was healthy and stable, and that Verizon wasn't seeking to unload a dying business. Debevoise and Plimpton LLP partner Stephen Slutsky testified that Verizon disclosed to investors the risk in the directory business at its spinoff, including declining revenue. Debevoise and Plimpton firm handled the regulatory disclosures for the 2006 deal. Now named Supermedia Inc., IdeaArc completed a bankruptcy reorganization that created a trust to bring lawsuits on behalf of creditors with claims of about $6 billion. That concludes Part 3 of the report. The report continues in Part 4.